watching New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Kilby, XV, Lady Rick, Bweebum, with Rob Springer.
Hey, everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna. This is New Soundwave 84. Fantastic. Joining me is a little bit of different, a different assortment of guests and friends. Rob was actually stomped to death by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Allegedly.
Yeah, he wandered into the, you know, the paddock, and we know what happens.
No, John, you read that wrong. He was stomped to death by a tarantula.
Oh, okay. Even better. Is Georgia, so they are as big as, like, a truck.
It's like the eight-legged freaks version. Like,
They actually have a dedicated lane. They don't have HOV lanes. They have tarantula lanes.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Just a giant spider crossing.
The sorbet is delicious.
Yes, and the sorbet is delicious.
You know what else is good? This Kroger generic Dr. Pepper is surprisingly good.
Wow.
What's it called?
Dr. K.
Dr. Awesome.
K. Not bad.
This is not Dr. K.
Awesome.
That's but awesome. It's not as good as the Walmart generic name, which of course is Dr. Thunder.
Yeah,
yes.
That sounds like a rock video in the making, right there.
Yeah, or it sounds like a supervillain living in a volcano.
Yeah,
to me it sounds like a laxative, but you know,
or that it could
like
be
that's
both.
What happens after you drink it, like yes. 2 to 3 hours later.
Big Thunder,
Dr. Thunder. Right.
It's like a big frowny on the back of the can.
You know, like, and you're like, why do they have coupons for magazines? I don't understand.
So, yeah, video games.
Oh, yeah. This show.
So, Rob is actually, he may or may not be on every new Soundwave, but he's not going to be a regular cast anymore.
He's a rock lord.
He's a rock lord. Real life intervenes every now and then, right?
So Rob is being a manly man at work.
He is the manliest man we have ever manned. So in place of Rob, at least for tonight, is the very powerful, the very talented JD. Also joining me, Peter, a.k.a. Bweebum, always, and the fantastic XV, always the most productive member of the cast.
Right. The stream seems to not be working quite right at the moment.
Well, frozen and no sound.
Well, you know what? We've got a recording going, so...
All right, are we recording still?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, so we're going to fight on. We are going to... Actually, you know, when I worked in TV, of course, shit would happen all the time on live TV. And I'm trying to think, one of the anchors... I remember it. Whenever shit happened on live TV, one of the anchors, she had a catchphrase... and it was also code for I'm about to, like, you know, explode here in anger because nothing's going right and I'm live on TV in front of a few hundred thousand people. She would always say, pushing forward.
Yes.
So, so
I think
I actually used
moving on Fanboy Versus this weekend.
Fantastic.
I had
to. Yeah. Nice. So, like, when the video froze and they came back to her with her, like, makeup out or, you know, ooh, they caught her, you know, with the cussing out a cameraman. Pushing forward.
That's awesome.
So, okay.
Really? Cameraman.
Really?
Oh, poor cameraman. God bless you guys. Anyway, New Soundwave 84.
Right. Video games.
Again. So,
it's fine. We're just loosening up a little bit.
Right.
We are warming up, taking our swings, practice swings. This is going to be a good show. It's going to be sweet and short and chock full of goodness. Duke Nukem is out.
No, it's
hell,
not.
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah.
I wish we had a ridiculous, like, party noise for this because...
Yeah, okay.
Well...
Okay.
Not grind music.
You're not talking about, like industrial sort of...
Yeah, we weren't really talking about trance, but take it.
Or, like, dinner or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll play some fanfare in our heads.
The game that never came out.
It's only been 12 years, guys. It's only been 12 years.
It hasn't been that long.
Just going by for me. I don't know.
I want this game though. I'm shocked that I don't have it in my hand right now.
Did you play the old Duke Nukem game?
I still have the old Duke Nukem game. I still have Duke Nukem 3D.
And it's shrink wrap.
I played it all the way through. I beat it. I love that game.
It was a great game. This game, I can't say for certain. We can't say for certain, but...
Is there a demo out? Can I download the demo?
Yeah, I'm sure the demo's out. I'm sure you can play it somewhere or a little get a taste of it free. But Metacritic has the game at 50%, which is not good, buddy. Not good. So I don't know.
Maybe instead of that party sound, we could insert sad trombone.
Probably. Yeah, or just like people screaming, just the sounds of people screaming. The game overall seems like, you know, it's probably good if you're into it, right? If you're like JD, if you've been aware of it.
If you love toilet humor and boobs, how could you not like this game?
You're American. Yes. You're American if you love that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. You know what, this is a game, I think we'd all agree, this is a game that probably would have a hard time getting a good score from a game critic just by the nature of the game. It's like a raunchy comedic movie. It's like The Hangover 2 or something like that. It's funny. It's enjoyable. It's probably not the greatest constructed game.
Possibly. I don't know. I think I'm certainly willing to, think of the possibility that there was so much lead up time to this, that it became second nature to laud it. And that now that, you know, it's out, I think that sort of, it may be tainting the water, so to speak. You know, it's possible. I don't know. I haven't played it. I'm just saying I'm putting out the possibility that, you know, some critics and reviewers were so anticipating hating it that when they put it in their hands, they're like, well, this is crap. Why did we wait 12 years for this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, nothing could live up to 12 years of hype.
Exactly.
Yeah, and 12 years of hype is a lot of hype, man.
Yeah. So, and that's what I'm saying. Like, sure there's is. No... You know, yeah.
Hey, Peter, you've got some interesting stuff, I think, on like the actual negative reviews, that there was some actual backlash, I think, from it, which is interesting.
The Redner Group, which is the PR, which was the PR firm for 2K Games, kind of, you know, they saw these reviews coming in, and apparently the reviews that we've seen so far on Metacritic is 50%. It is none too kind. So one of the publicists put on his put on Twitter that too many went too far viewing who gets games next time and who doesn't based on today's Venom. Bad scores are fine. Venom filled reviews, that's completely different. He later found out that was a dumb thing to say because that is like a GameStop thing, you know, a GameSpot thing all over again. And so he apologized and said, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I know I'm not right. I wasn't thinking. My fingers decided to just blurt some stuff out. And I'm sorry. And then 2K's like, nope, we're firing you anyway.
And then the professional publicist.
Yes, professional publicist. And the guy is Jim Redner. So I am assuming he is like a big, like the CEO or a big shot of the Redner Group.
He's not getting fired.
No,
he's not getting fired.
Not at the all. Redner
Group. No, but the whole group is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everybody else's fault. Interesting. It's interesting how PR firms are often like the most insulting or the most the worst at PR
at times. That's what you call irony, kids.
Yes.
It's definitely sad. It's definitely sad to say, like, for the stuff that we do encounter some PR firms, and some of them can be a little bit on the like the blunt, non-nice side. It's very
sounds
surprising.
Like great PR. It sounds like wonderful PR. it's kind of like surprising. My customer service, blunt and rude.
Yeah,
that's what I want. Yeah,
I hate you all.
So maybe next week, I'm sure if some of our cheap asses can find like a free demo of Duke Nukem, we will, and I'll try, and maybe we'll have some thoughts on it next week. Real quick for the chat, I just put in the chat a video of Robin Williams pimping the Zelda 3D game. That's right, Robin Williams.
I'm sorry.
That's right. So, and that's why you got to watch live. So yes, so that's a freebie for the chat. Moving on. For you Sony PSN owners.
We're sorry.
Yeah. We're also JD and John.
Yeah. Sony, yeah.
offering 6 free months of Curiosity service to say they're sorry to us for that little thing that happened with the PSN. PlayStation Blog has announced that all PS3 owners ages 18 and up are eligible to receive a free 180-day membership to the streaming music service. So, yeah, actually, if you don't know what the hell Curiosity is, it's a music streaming service. We get 6 free months if we want it, JD, if we want it. So if you want some more trance, here you go.
I've got Pandora on my TiVo. I think I'm good.
Pandora's fad.
Pandora will never last.
Pandora's a fad?
Yeah, Curiosity.
Free streaming music.
Just because Pandora went their IPO today doesn't mean anything. Okay?
Right. I mean, it doesn't. Right. It's a flash in the pan sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
take free Curiosity and love it.
Who would?
They'll be delisted tomorrow.
Who would buy into mostly free music or mostly commercial free music that's free? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dumb idea. Nobody. Hey, what's not a dumb idea? If you're like me and actually Rob, rest in peace, Rob, and Brian.
He's not. Allegedly.
Into fighting games, one of the biggest fighting games in memory is going to come out next year. We'll post some videos after the show. Actually, I'll make sure those get out on Twitter, our Twitterverse. Some of the best footage of Street Fighter Cross Tekken. It's been previewed at E3. There are lots of videos. There's already some high-level play, believe it or not, and the game's only like 50% done. Fighting game players are crazy. And another big game that's coming out next, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, the online version, which will have actually a really obsessive and kind of neat feature. It's going to have several options for the video display. So you can play a cleaned-up version. Again, Third Strike is probably about, I'm going to say, like 12 years old. So it's old. It's SD.
I haven't heard of that name in a while.
Yes. So one option is you can play kind of the cleaned up version that's got the graphics kind of smoothed over. Another version you can play is kind of the raw version, obviously with just kind of the graphics as they were. There's a third version which shows you, again, how crazy people can be. This version gives the screen a slightly concave look, like it would have in the arcade with the slightly curved screen back in the day, and also the scan lines that you would see in the arcade. So it tries to recreate the kind of crappy, slightly curved look of video game screens 12 years ago.
Oh, you mean like when the magnetization for the tubes kind of go awry? Very nice.
I know this might be a strange thing to say after the 50 or so episodes we've done in the video game format, but I don't understand video game players at all.
But it was bound to happen. You were bound to come to that conclusion at some point. That's definitely a game that I'm going to get since I'm on Xbox Live. By the way, I am on Xbox Live, so nice. Sign up and or sign in and add me to your friend list.
You have a PS3 and an Xbox, and they're getting onto me because of the cost of my internet and cable service.
Not like we're getting onto Kilby.
Kilby spends like $700 on his phones like every week, and he doesn't ask questions. Good. About it. So he just accepts it. So anyway, yeah, good stuff for fighting game fans. Okay, so the Wii U, this is something we can all talk about. The Nintendo Wii U.
I'm sorry, I just read it as U Wii, and I can't.
U Wii and Wii U, and I don't know. I loves you. Okay, so the Wii U. We got you, babe. It uses an old Radeon processor. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's still better than the Xbox 360 and the PS3 processors. Of course, again, the bad news is the 360 and PS3 probably won't be around very long, but for now...
How are they defining better?
Don't worry about that, Shane.
Okay. That would seem to be a subjective statement without the...
It has a bigger number after the name.
Because the Wii U, I mean, is this true next gen? I mean, is that what they're leaping into, so to speak? But
actually, I think aren't they just leaping into current gen?
They're leaping a little bit right in front, of the current gen is what they're trying to do.
Yes.
Okay.
They're saying just in the right spot and get hit by the bus.
Right. Yes. So they're catching up to be behind is what we're okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry. Okay, so moving on.
That sounds about right. I mean, they're the best system you've ever played in 2007. That's the. It will not play DVDs or Blu-ray discs, despite the 1080p support.
Does that seem a little backwards? I mean, in terms of
yes, it does.
Is it? I guess that's the question. Is this really backwards or is this really progressive? Because we've talked about the move from solid media to streaming media. So is this brilliant in that way? I mean, is it moving the technology forward?
The question is, why not? That's the real question. Like, just a DVD in general. Why not? Because
there's no reason not to have at least DVD player functionality.
But, actually spending more money blocking the ability for you to read.
Well, how are they distributing games though? I mean, is it physical media?
They're discs.
The Wii U has a slot for a DVD.
But is it a DVD or is it like their own media that they have like their own reader for?
Well, they're compatible with Nintendo Wii discs, so it would be the same media. It won't be the GameCube mini discs,
right?
Yeah, they'll probably push digital, you know, DLC content.
How many people really use their Wii as their primary DVD player?
Well, nobody, because I don't think it even works as a DVD player.
No, but you can't. The Wii doesn't play DVDs. That's the point.
Well, the Wii can be made to play DVDs, but that's not a factory original functionality.
So it plays CDs, not DVD.
Not off the box. Not right out of the box. Can't play.
So then how is this not... I mean, so then why is this surprising, I guess, is kind of what I'm coming around to.
It was kind of surprising when the Wii didn't play DVDs either.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, okay,
It's surprising because it's going, you know, they're trying to be, you know, they're trying to catch up to the next gen, right? Or the current gen, actually, because they're one behind already.
But then I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate and saying, in a way.
I get you.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I totally understand
saying
that too.
They're actually, because I don't have a DVD player. I use my Xbox as a DVD player.
Okay. And that's probably common.
And it's not and I feel that if I'm going to spend $250, $300 on a video gaming system, could at least throw me a freaking bone here to be able to play a DVD.
Yeah, because DVD player hardware is not expensive by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, let me ask this question to the panel and just kind of see. Okay, when was the last time? When in the last month did you go to the shelf, grab a DVD off the shelf, and put it in your DVD player?
I've
done it. What's this month?
Did you say what's this month?
What year is this?
Well,
I guess to answer your question for me, JD. So the Blu-ray function on the PS3 was one of the things that made me buy a PS3. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have a lot of Blu-rays, but of course, like on certain movies or things that aren't easily animated movies, like DC animated movies and things like that, I got a Blu-ray of those, and of course that is my Blu-ray player. The PS3 is my Blu-ray player, so I actually use the PS3 more for playing Blu-rays now than playing games at this point.
Yeah, and I do, and same for me as well. But I'm saying, really, like in the last month, just as a, I mean, John, when was the last time you grabbed a DVD or Blu-ray off the shelf and put it in your system?
Well, I mean, it was like a couple weeks ago, but it's always like when I get a new Blu-ray, I play it I watch it as soon as I can, then it goes on the shelf probably forever.
Right. You know exactly. What I mean? And yeah. I think so. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a possibility here that they've actually made a smart move. They're not including technology that they're perceiving to be antiquated.
I don't think it matters.
Here's another thing with it too. I think the way the Wii rolled out Netflix streaming, I think Nintendo's probably banking on the Wii U getting the same market penetration and being able to take advantage of the Netflix HD streaming now, because it is an HD capable machine.
Yes, and that's what I'm thinking.
I understand the antiquated thing, but I'm still not sold on the idea of why not including it in.
It just costs.
They're not using it. As far as I know, the laser is not any different. They're actually limiting. So they may have to have
decoders, and I think there's other decoding technology that you have to include. I think there's other physical technology that you have to include
to maybe, decode the DVDs. But I'm pretty sure once the Wii U comes out and the homebrew community gets a crack at it,
they'll figure
they
out.
They will have Wii U's that can play at least DVDs.
So then there's to the point. Then why include the physical media when you know somebody else is going to do it for free anyway if they want to? You know, and that's why I'm saying Nintendo, the only way that they have survived, the way that they survived with the Wii was by making a cost-effective system and selling it for more than they were putting it together for and getting people to buy them up like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what they're trying to do here. I think they're trying to make a cost-effective system, strip it down, provide it with the bare media, and this will be something that will be a companion unit to the next-gen systems.
Anyway, and if you go back and look at what Nintendo's done in the past, they've never been about, like, all-in-oneing the hardware.
No.
There's never been built-in media support for anything they've done in the age when PlayStations and Xboxes were doing it.
Yeah.
So. Interesting. Anyway. Okay, well, we will see, right? Especially, it'll be interesting as we get little tidbits here and there. Hey, before we get to our topic, some May sales for you guys, if you're wondering. May sales overall were kind of soft. Actually, over the last year or so, the video game industry has been surprisingly flat. Finally, the recession has hit the video game world, but some titles are still doing well. Number one, with a bullet, is L.A. Noir still for the 360 and PS3. Number two, Brink for both consoles and PC. Number three, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean for every system on Earth, it seems. It's out for like seven systems. Portal 2. And then rounding out the top five, Mortal Kombat. By the way, at number six, Call of Duty Black Ops. So it's still up there. Still making
Who the hell doesn't have... Who the hell doesn't have this damn game on it anymore?
Like, I don't know, but whoever doesn't have it is apparently still like buying it. I mean, it's still six, so I guess every person on Earth will soon have Call of Duty Black Ops.
Eventually, the baby in a womb will already have a Call of Duty when you get to it.
Yeah, they'll just pop out with a controller and a very tiny monitor. Okay, so also a little bit more, a few more numbers. Microsoft sold 270,000 Xbox 360s for the month of May. That's right, up 39% actually from last year. So it may or may not be people, I guess, put out by the PSN stuff. You'll never know. But Microsoft was up 39%. Sony is up 14%. PSP is up 5%, and the 3DS, which has had disappointing sales since it debuted. It's only been described as having light sales in May. So that is an ouch. Double ouch. Okay, so for the topic, since we have JD here, and I think New Soundwave can always use a taste of MMO in our pre-show. No. I like, you know what? I wish I could get into MMO because frankly, I used to like RPGs. And for whatever reason, I haven't found an RPG in a while that has really captivated me. But the closest thing I play to RPGs these days are modern sports games, which, when you think about it, are kind of essentially RPGs at this point. They're so elaborate.
I love the analogy there anyway.
Well, yes. thank you. but in pre-show, okay, so JD, in pre-show, we were talking a little bit about various things. Mm-hmm. You actually mentioned that you are probably going to get out of Rift.
Yeah.
And so this brought up an interesting discussion in my mind. As an MMO player, somebody who invests a lot of time and money into your games, at what point do you decide to get out of a particular MMO? So with Rift, you know, at what point do you realize, you know what, I'm going to bow out of this? Because unlike a normal game, an MMO requires, like I said, quite a bit more investment than your average game. So breaking it... is a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, I'll compare it to like the mafia. An MMO and MMOing is one of those things where it's like, you know, you try to get out, but you never really get out. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many. I mean, I have literally quit World of Warcraft no less than 5 times, and I've been back.
For, you wish you could quit, you know, World of Warcraft.
You know, and it, well, I mean, I have at this point. My WoW account's been closed for at least 6 months, I think, at this point, 8 months, which is probably the longest it's been closed in 3 years, so quite a while. Rift, I mean, and the thing that happens to a lot of, like, MMO players, you have this deal where it's like you quit playing a game, especially a game that you've played for a long time, and when you go to another game, there's a certain amount of, like, startup lag, and so one of two things can happen at that point. Typically what happens is that you'll go back to the game that you were playing. So, like, when Warhammer came out, there's a bunch of us that got really excited about Warhammer. We went and played Warhammer for a while, and then it was like, this is okay, let's go back to WoW. And so we went back to WoW. And I think that, you know, has probably happened to a few people with Rift. You start playing Rift, you get going along, and you get to a certain point where it's like, you get to that break point where it's like you haven't, you're still leveling, you just don't feel like you're getting anywhere, you hit that wall, and you want to go back to what's easy. And so you go back. A lot of different things happen too. I mean, especially within the world of MMOs, like expansions, those will tend to draw people back. The last expansion for World of Warcraft wasn't that great, and it wasn't as highly renowned as, say, Wrath of the Lich King. So maybe by the next expansion, that might be something that I would go back to. But, I mean, a lot of times within those games, there's a lot of community that goes into it. And I just never, like with Rift, I didn't really get that strong community going. So I didn't really get going on it. And then I've been sick and had other things going on. And that's sort of like detoxing. You know, it's like once you've been out of it for a while, you sort of detox. And then you're like, oh, I don't have to spend $15 a month and I have free time. That's sort of, you know, that's sort imagine of fun.
To go find another game.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think for me at this point, it's just kind of, Amanda's been busy. I've been busy. We played together a lot before when we played WoW. So it has kind of given me time. Like a, yeah. So it was like quality time for us. So we've kind of detoxed now as much as it could be. Hey, we play in the same room. My wife's computer's right next to me. So.
Okay, that's
I'm not sure if that makes him better, Katie, honestly.
Well, okay, Amanda's really competitive, so we have to, like, play cooperatively, but even when we do that, usually it involves a lot of yelling and demeaning. Nice. So
yeah,
that's marriage for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Right there. So, yeah. But I'm thinking I'm actually going to, like, turn that money into playing some maybe PC games. Like I said, I got my free games. I got my Infamous and Little Big Planet, so I'm going to check those out.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, in terms of, like, getting out, as, like, the Mafia, as long as you have your account, you can always reactivate it, and then I got a buddy of mine, here's a perfect example, Heath, who used to be from Cold Hearts Like, World of Warcraft ended his marriage, and...
Whoa.
He, like, quit playing, literally, yeah, like, his wife couldn't get on the game.
Good night, everybody.
Anyway, ended his marriage. He walked away from the game for like 3 or 4 years, and now he's back playing and re-leveling the character.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's the Mafia. Yeah, every time you try to get out, they just pull you back in. So
interesting. Fascinating. All right, fascinating. Thanks, JD. So, yeah, if you know, down the road, I will definitely want to pick your brain. We'll definitely want to pick your brain again on all things MMO. I think that's going to do it for this week's show. We're going to keep it short and sweet and high quality. We're going to go out on a high, a JD high. So,
plus,
yes.
No, the rest of us can actually talk about MMOs with JD.
Well, you, but JD...
Try out that free demo of pretty much any of your favorite MMO and see what happens.
Absolutely. So, okay. So, for the cast, for JD, for Bweebum, for XV. I'm John DeLuna. This was New Soundwave, I think, 84. Is that what I said about 40 minutes ago? I think it is. We will see you next week. And then, like I said, be on the lookout within a matter of weeks for a new Soundwave. A lot more bells and whistles, to compensate for the lack of Rob, we have to add lots of flashing lights and colors and spinny things. And it'll
we're
be
definitely
cool.
compensating for the lack of something.
Yes,
it's like absolutely. it's like the pinball machine sequence from Sesame Street.
Oh, I thought you were going to say from the Wizard, but
no, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, 11, I was more thinking like we were going to go with the Who and stuff, but okay, that's cool too.
No, but I was thinking specifically the, like the flashy lights and the spinny things.
Mm-hmm. That works, but they've got that in the Who anyway. So sorry, I went a different place. Anyway,
and now I got to go cut a Who video. Okay. So, I am John DeLuna. We'll see you next week for New Soundwave. Again, be on the lookout for the new Soundwave. See ya.
And Wayne Brady, you got to get out of this cart and cut a bitch.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, Brian Gilbert, XV, Lady Rec, Dweebum, with Rob Springer. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. Like the podcast? Tell your friends. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.